Welcome to the Great Awakening Show. I am Joanne, Divine Life Yogini, and on this week's show, we have Jean Nolan. Jean is an awakened, inspired man who, along with his wife, Kristen, created the Inspired YouTube channel with videos that help and support, educate and elevate, entertain and exhilarate. Their Inspired channel website assists you to empower yourself, discover your purpose, and to experience practical spirituality with inspired coaching, courses, and retreats.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Jean, thank you for coming on the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Joanne.
Oh, it's great. So, Jean, for our audience, we really want to know, what does this Great Awakening mean for you and for us all, this Great Awakening that we're going through?
Well, you're starting with the small questions, with the
I know,
the smaller
I know.
Ones. Well, I think it's not one simple answer. And I believe it's not one simple answer because everyone is at their own pace experiencing things right now. But I like to peel the onion. So if you give me a couple minutes, I'll peel the onion down to the core, at least in my view. You know, I believe there's, as you said, the Great Awakening is happening on all areas. And, you know, it's beginning in the most tangible physical field for people, realizing things are not what they thought they were, realizing that even this whole reality is not what it appears to be, or it's much, 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 much bigger, much, much multi, you know, more multidimensional. And so this is happening at different paces. I believe it's been going on for much longer than people realize. But what is happening now, as opposed to 10, 15, 20 years ago, is just the pace, the intensity. It's, I always say it used to be, you know, when we would talk to people and they would come to our, and my wife, Christine, and I, we would do seminars and, you know, beautiful meetings 10, 15 years ago. And I remember it was like a process for people, 6 months, a year, where they finally kind of started to grasp, you know, see who they really are, what's going on. Now this sometimes happens in weeks with people. I'm just astonished at the pace, at the intensity. And so basically for me, it's like, imagine, you know, we're in the grand scheme of things, we're kind of still newborns and we're opening our eyes and beginning to see what really is. And that's the first big step, really, to see what is. And then the next step in the awakening process is, as so many are already doing, is what do we really desire to create, you know, for ourselves and for the whole game here? What do we really want? Because so far we've been running on default, you know, we've been just going with the program as a collective. And now the question is, what do we want to create? Because we need to answer that question now. You know, it's here. The urgency is here.
Yes, and it is so urgent. It is so urgent. And I really believe the intensity is just becoming faster and faster. And so many things get exposed, and as disclosure comes on all levels, because this is spiritual, but it's a physical human rights stand up. It's every way. It's in every single system that people are awakening. And it's just, I think it's becoming more and more tense as the other people, wake up. It's like spreading, and it's unstoppable, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely unstoppable. But there are, I don't think there's a trajectory that, doesn't include this path. I don't think there's a possibility that this can be stopped. However, there's definitely all kinds of, things and ideas underway to at least slow it down. And I think that's what we're seeing now. If you will, there has been a war on for our minds and our souls for a very, very long time. Right. Yeah. And so, and this force has positioned itself very, very strategically. And now last year it was the attack, a global attack, if you will, but for a reason that most people don't understand, this force needed to act in that way, because there was so much awakening, so much freedom going on, so much opening of the mind, so much opening of the heart going on. And that does not align with this plan that it's unfolding. So I believe for us, and whether you want to label that or not, light workers, or it doesn't really matter what you label it. I believe for us, it's a matter of also stepping out of this idea that there is, nothing that we need to do. I believe we need to take inspired action in many fields,
Yes.
It starts with aligning daily. It starts with from within meditation, mm-hmm. connecting with the creator, but also tangible inspired action in the physical realm. What do we do in the world? Are we stepping into fields that we previously didn't? Are we going into fields like politics? Are we spreading into every area of life and actually taking inspired action? I believe that's important.
That's so true. That is so true. And it is about inspired action. We can't just sit back and, God is going to sort this out. Yes, there's going to be divine intervention, because this is a light versus dark, a good versus evil war that's going on. But this darkness, the dark ones, the corrupt ones, the controllers, if you like, they have suppressed us for so many years. But this energy that is coming in, this light energy coming in from the cosmos, from Gaia herself, as she ascends, it's just awakening so many and allowing us to go down them avenues, allowing us to take that stand, allowing us, to go within and to change ourselves, to change our work, to change our relationships, to change everything. And that inspired change within, it's like earth peace through self peace. Change within helps to change without, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You put it beautifully. And it's, I believe we need to allow ourselves to, be open to the possibility that we're way more powerful than we thought we were.
Yeah.
Way more powerful. Mm-hmm. And that the spectrum of our capabilities, the spectrum of our frequency is so much broader. There's only really one tool, one force, one weapon that this dark force has, and that is to keep us in a state of soul and mind sickness that makes us believe we're nothing, we're small, we're powerless, right? This is the only tool. It's fear. It's really fear. And once people, even for a few minutes, step out of fear, if they find a way, whether that's in meditation or it's some, it's something that happens to them, once they can feel their power for just a few minutes, everything changes, because they can never resort to something less than that anymore. Once you feel your power, you cannot go back to feeling powerless. And so this is the path of courage right now that people need to take, understanding you can't see the road yet fully. There's just a little path right in front of you that's illuminated, and it's the path of courage that you need to walk, because we're forging this thing, we're creating this. And And then there's another aspect that, this is what I believe, what I've studied, what I've come to believe is that our light that we shine has way more effect than we believe. I believe we're interacting with all, not just all beings, but planets, stars, with the sun. I believe we have a constant interaction. And if our light is dim, those lights get dimmer too. So we as humans, we are so, so important. And it comes from within it. You know, I don't know what belief system, you know, many of your listeners and viewers subscribe to, but it doesn't really matter as long as you realize it's not external, it's internal. That, yeah. You know, whether that's Jesus, the Christ consciousness, the return of the Christ consciousness is really
inside,
within.
There's not a man coming to save us on the 3D. You know, it's all about going within and finding that, isn't it? That inner working.
I do believe that at this time you see, you know, beautiful men and women that are walking the planet that embody this in a pure way, which again, you know, shows others what this feels like, you know, as role models, if you will. So that is happening. But it isn't, oh my God, there's a savior outside of me, has all the wisdom, all the knowledge, and I'm just going to do what they say. We need to reconnect to our inner compass, to our moral compass, to our spiritual compass, and trust, you know, that this ability is within us.
Yeah. And that has been suppressed so long, you know, by religions and outside, always saying that we are not divine. We are less than, we are sinners. And you have to always, you cannot go, to that divine place. You have to follow us to find God. Yeah. When we have that within us, we are this powerful, amazing, you know, being. And I'm a Kundalini Kriya yoga teacher. So, you know, igniting that divine flame and raising that up, that's what we're all here for. And we are shining, as you say, shining lights. And I think this great awakening has flicked them on. It's like one flicks and then the other one sees it and then the other one sees it. And it's just, it's beautiful. Isn't it?
It's beautiful and contagious, as you said. It's something that you know, we see this every day. My wife Christina and I, we have a YouTube channel called Inspired.
Yeah.
And when we connect with the Inspired tribe on many different levels, and people are, and this is probably the most beautiful thing of them all. It's, you know, it's of course, you know, there's a tribe that watches, that listens, that interacts, but people are changing their lives, literally changing their lives. They're, because that's the thing. It isn't enough to know, you know. Dr. Joe Dispenza says it beautifully. He says it's not just a time to know, it's a time to know how and then to do it, right? And that to me is the key point. There are more and more people in the world today that see things for what they are, but they're not changing anything on the inside. They're not changing anything about their habits. They're not healing their hearts, which is, this is a time of healing for us. If you've been brought into this world, and if you grew up here in this world, there's a great chance you've experienced some sort of trauma just because of how our system is built, you know?
Yes.
Just because of how all these belief systems work. So it's a time to heal and a time to allow yourself to heal. And that's what I believe can cause a quantum leap in this awakening process. If people get, because the suffering comes from not healing, the healing part is short. You know this.
Yeah.
Once you go there, once you face that fear of feeling,
that dark night, once you go through that, yeah, and delve into that shadow,
that's fairly short. And if you can forgive, if you go deep enough and can forgive whatever happened, you know, whether you have to forgive yourself, forgive someone else, that's an inside job. You experience a quantum leap in your life. It's like literally being, you know, being liberated. People tell this over and over again. It's like a weight lifted off my heart, my shoulders. And that, the opportunity, the energy window is here for this to happen on a mass scale, right?
Yes. Mm.
And what we want to do is just encourage people to go there. Their lives might change completely. And everything they've been hoping, wishing, desiring for, then begins to truly come into their lives because they are in that frequency again, that natural frequency, you know?
which is the God frequency, which is the natural living man, living woman of the earth frequency. This is our natural. It's simple. It's just having that beautiful alignment of heart, mind, and soul, isn't it? It's yes. Well,
exactly. And that's kind of the, I've been following all developments in the quote unquote spiritual community for a long time. And I believe even here, you know, in the freer spiritual community, it's still been infiltrated.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the idea is, or the people have is, if I think about something hard enough, if I script it often enough, if I affirm it often enough, I'm going to pull this in my reality. I'm going to get what I want. And I understand the desire for that, but I can tell you that more than anything, that's a truth in my life has always been in every life that I've had the pleasure to, you know, interact with. You do not get what you want. You get what you are.
Yeah.
You get what you are.
It's your
what
vibration
you, really
you
are.
Give out, isn't it?
And that you cannot fake. You see, you can fake a thought. You can fake something that you tell to someone. You can fake, you know, being positive. You can fake that. Mm. But you cannot fake the vibration.
No.
You know, that's impossible.
No. Because it's just a natural feeling, and it's either you're either having that positive, wonderful, you know, aligned vibration, and then you're giving that out, you're emitting that out, or you're in that negative state, that ego state is taking you over again. You know, and I think that this time is really a time of, well, the contrast and the suffering is forcing people to change in a beautiful way. Oh. It's bringing us to that precipice that we've been holding on to, and there's no other way. It forces us to go into that beautiful direction. And it is a dissolving of that ego state, isn't it? And I call that the darkness where them evil ones are, you know, whatever it is, you know, that Satan place, that evil place. It's just them dark, negative, you know, feelings. And then awakening to the heart. And it's a time of opening that heart and coming from that heart, being your true, authentic self. It's so beautiful. You know, not hiding anything, just being who you really are. I think this is what it's all about, coming home to you.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly it. I think, you know, authenticity, we've been living in an era of identity. You know, what do you identify with? You look for something on the outside that you might find attractive or shiny, and then you want to be like that or want to get that. And this is the era of authenticity, which means that uniqueness, because you are unique. We're all unique. I always say this is like a puzzle of 8 billion pieces. You know, that's just the human aspect of it, or just man and women, you know, when you live your authentic true self, then you live up to that puzzle piece that you are, and then the picture is beautifully put together. I believe that's how harmony eventually, you know, will play out on this level. But it is authenticity, and authenticity means that you heal and come to this natural level, like you said. And I believe our natural state of being is love, is kindness, is abundance, you know, is also a sort of enlightenment, if you will, connection. But authenticity also means that you allow yourself to see things what they are, you know, and not fear that, not fear to see. And there are things still to see and heal in our physical realm that are just horrific. And yes. I don't believe in turning a blind eye to that.
No.
I believe when you are in that light, when you feel this empowerment, step into it, bring that light to those places.
Yes.
That's the healing power, you know.
Yes.
Illuminated and help those who need help. I think we have with this opportunity to show compassion, true compassion, not pitying someone, you know, not viewing them as victims that can't heal, but true compassion, true soul to soul compassion.
Yeah, that's so true. And everyone at some point will turn towards that. We'll turn towards that light, won't they? This is what it is. But we can't just, it's a doing of the work. It's an inner work job, isn't it? You know?
Well, that that's where it begins in my, I think, you know, for, so for the longest time, we, in our work on the outside, we limited ourselves somewhat because I felt what I want to put out, you know, we do 3 live streams a week and we put out videos and we work with people one-on-one in groups. And I always felt my greatest responsibility, if I'm going to step out and actually teach people something, show them something, I need to be pure.
Yeah.
I need to be pure and know who I am and be 100% sure of who I am.
Yes.
And I believe that's, you know, that level of authenticity is what people are craving for, you know, that in their lives, and they want to experience that. It feels good.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. You could, when you're authentic, you can even talk about something that isn't pleasant. And even then people don't lose that feeling of, that feeling of comfort, or it still feels good to be in the presence, even though this person is talking about something that is not really
because
beautiful, not nice.
That's true
but
light.
Because they are authentic.
Yeah. And they're kind of expressing their true light, their true soul. It's not, it's coming from the open heart. It's the truth. It comes from your soul. It doesn't come, you know, you can tell when people are in that ego place and that it's the false light. You can tell because you have that intuition and people, they come away from that. You know, it's not real, isn't it? And in this time, I believe it's all about the best thing anyone can give is of themselves, of their true self. That's all it is. It's not rocket science, you know?
No.
It's so simple just to strip away everything and come from, just be raw, just be you, you know, in this moment. As this living human divine soul having this experience. And I think this is what we're coming into, this truth reality. I love it.
Oh, and there's this other aspect that, you know, at least we see a lot of times people struggle with, which is what is my purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And in our view, in our world, purpose has been reduced to something big, something, you know, you need to be on the world stage. If you have a purpose, you need to be seen. Millions of people need to follow you. You need to have this celebrity status. And this couldn't be further from the truth. First of all, I don't believe we just have one purpose. I believe we move from purpose to purpose. We might have a fundamental life energy, you know, something that is really important in this lifetime, something that we really want to embody in this lifetime. Yes. But, being on purpose to me means that I'm in tune with that guidance. And I feel, okay, today I won't take the same path I take every day. Today I'll turn right because I'm guided to do that. That's to me being on purpose. You know, today I encountered this person. I can do something for them. Might not be something in it for me. It doesn't matter. But that's to me what it means to be on purpose. And people so often struggle with that because they think, oh, that's too small. You know, what I'm doing is not enough. It cannot mean that I'm on purpose. And yes, absolutely. Purpose is this connection, feeling that guidance and living up to it. And that's really the part. So many people feel the guidance and they go against it. They go against it because their rational mind says, no, this cannot be so, or this won't take me where I want to go. Just trust it. It's a time of basically, you know, putting a blindfold on and just feeling your way. What's being put in front of you. Feel it, you know?
Yeah. That's your intuition. That's your inner guidance. It's like, I call it blind faith. You know,
it is blind faith.
Blind faith. That's what we're going along. And it's going to illuminate. The more you trust in it, that's God, that's divine, that's source, that beckoning you, you know, your angels and all your guides helping us in all realms. And to have that, you know, faith moves, what is it? The mustard seed, you know, it moves mountains, and that's what it is. And it's just but having that faith within oneself and having, you know, in small ways, just having that connection with another human being. When you walk out of that door, that's so important at this time because so many people are going through a lot of suffering.
On all levels. And you know, as someone who's gone through suffering myself, and I don't really believe there's anyone on this earth today that hasn't in one way or another. the level might be different, but we're all experiencing it. And I've seen many, many different sides of life. And I can tell you that from my background, how I was brought up, it was very much a push hard mentality. You know, you just push hard. Eventually, you know, it's going to be okay. And this does not work anymore. Yeah. Whether I don't even know that it has ever really worked, but now it doesn't work. And it was not until I surrendered into long, deep states of, you know, meditation, I was at a point where nothing that I physically did, you know, no plan that I could come up with, no blueprint worked. It doesn't matter what I did, how hard I worked. It doesn't matter how many hours I put in, and you know, it just did not work. It was dead end after dead end after dead end. And eventually, years and years ago, I just surrendered. You know, I decided, okay, I need to go to this place that only I can go to. No one can do this for me. No one can go there for me. And I went, you know, and I started meditating daily and sometimes for hours, because I figured if nothing that I do works anyway, I might as well do nothing.
Yeah.
And leave it on and just leave it to the universe, because it's not working anyway. So I went into this deep state every day. Sometimes it worked better, sometimes not so much, but I just surrendered. I committed to that. I committed to going there every day. And I truly found this eternal peace within me that I had only ever had glimpses of before, you know. And once you really allow this to move through you, even when there is a stressful situation in your life, that never leaves you anymore. You know, it's like you can return to that immediately. And that's when things began to fall into place. And that's what I meant earlier. And like you said, it's so beautifully too. When you come to this authentic true self, and I know for some people this sounds so, how do I get there? What is it? You know, explain it better. It's a surrendering to a deeper realm that you cannot really describe. There's no words really to describe what happens when you're so deep, what happens when you have an activation. There's words for it. You know, you say Kundalini, and different cultures have different words for that. But basically what it means, you're just beginning to become again who you were meant to be in the first place. And I mean, this on this level, it's funny. We get now, you know, our channel has grown pretty quickly on YouTube. Yes. and pretty fast. And it's a beautiful experience, but we get those emails and people eager to grow our business. And what's your business model? I don't have a freaking business.
I just put it on and I was inspired. That's, you know, and it just went, because you were speaking truth and people want to hear that. Yes.
It's just literally what the creator puts in front of us, you know, on a daily, like I, before I even wake up every morning, I give thanks for this guidance. I give thanks for it's coming through me. And how may I serve today? And it's been put in front of us. And that's the business model, because it isn't a business.
Yeah.
And we've had businesses before with business plans, business models and marketing budgets. No, we don't have that anymore. And people laugh, because from a, you know, linear marketing mind, it's like, what does that mean? So how do you do things? It means, you know, I don't know what's going to be put in front of me 2 weeks from now. I just know I'm going to show up for it.
It's an organic, trusting, faithful process. And Sean, you are so right. It's nothing. Same as me in my life. Nothing worked for so many years. I tried so many things until I came back home and spent that time. And when I go into that meditation and touch that divine light, you know, that divine love light energy within, and it just encompasses me, and I just stay there, and it just, the divine downloads and everything we need in that moment, in that time, because that's the time of listening. You know, we can pray, which is a form of asking, which is in our intentions and putting it out there. But then having that quiet time is when we allow it to come into us. And that's when it started working for me too, because we allow the divine in.
It's a completely different way of approaching it. I mean, you could go more scientific and call it quantum and go, But it's all the same thing, you know. It's different minds find different expressions, so different people can relate to it, and that's totally fine. I believe that's the beauty of our time, you know. Whether you come from a more analytical, scientific side, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, there are people out there that are doing it beautifully. You know, someone, you know, like Dr. Joe Dispenza is doing it beautifully, or Dr. Bruce Lipton. They're showing people the science so they can have a peace of mind, literally peace of mind. Yeah. Okay, this is scientific.
Yeah.
And so then they leave,
it's because they're not mentioning God, you know. But through that, I know that Joe Dispenza, you know, he's having these mystical, amazing things happening to him. And he says they are of divine, they are mystical, they are beautiful. You know, this is what it's all about. And I believe, you know, the quantum world is the divine mind. That's what it is. And when we touch upon that, our thoughts from our magic mind and our sacred heart, they go out and they go into that quantum divine mind. And that's how we manifest and create, co-create with the divine. But it's all the same thing.
Absolutely.
Science and spirituality are the same. It's the same thing.
I believe we'll eventually move out of this. I believe that's kind of it was part of the mind sickness. So here's my view. I believe we were brought into paradise, right? I believe originally we were brought into this paradise.
Heaven.
Everything is here. And our sole job was to first find joy in the observation and then co-create, you know, with that divine power. And that was an inside job. It was never about tangible. It was never about cutting down trees and building stuff. It was a creative from the same mind that created it all. And I believe eventually we're, you know, I don't know how long this is going to take in our time quality that we perceive, but eventually we're going to move out of this idea that we need to cut everything open and kill things to understand them and analyze everything to death and take it out of context, because that's what we do when we analyze stuff. When you take an animal, you know, and you bring it out of its natural state, and you bring it into a laboratory and then you cut it open and analyze it, you cannot perceive what this animal and organism is about because you've just removed it from its natural state. So it will just give you whatever you might be looking for in that moment. But that's what we do. We take something that's part of the whole, compartmentalize it and try to find its meaning. It doesn't work like that. And that's where I think this dark force has done a great job. It has created disciplines like biology and chemistry and physics. And it's all one thing.
Yeah.
But you just look at this isolated thing here and you cannot perceive the whole. And this is what's happened in a more spiritual realm as well. We look at one dogma. We look at one way of viewing things and our minds are trapped in that way. If you're brought up in the, whether that's Christian or Muslim or what doesn't matter. When you're brought up with that, it isn't that it changes the truth that you are connected to all that is. It just changes that you can't see it, because you're taught that there's a divine creator somewhere out there, and that divine creator can either be loving or punishing or hating, or, you know, and it's all, you know, you're not worthy, you're a sinner, and you just make sure you don't offend that creator.
Yeah.
If you're brought up in that mindset, that's all you're ever going to believe and do.
Yeah.
And so it's not about, you know, mocking religions. It's more about understanding there's a human or non-human human element that has, like you said in the beginning, taken over the interpretation of that. And that's why I say you the only way you can overcome that is to go within and find that path yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to feel it yourself.
Yeah.
There is no other way.
There is no other way.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, See more cheeks. Dig for victory. E-bug.
The UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And for me, many religions, organized religion, they are man-made. So they have been corrupted over the many years of being in this duality and this world of suffering. Yeah. So spirituality is our soul, which is our true religion. It's who we are, that divine flame that we have within. And that's why looking out there, yeah, everyone will go out and they'll go to this religion and that religion and this book and that book and that guru and that leader and everyone. But eventually all of that seeking is a self-seeking within, isn't it?
Well, I believe sometimes, you know, people have never learned to trust themselves or their inner voice. They have never heard that before. They've never been introduced to the concept. They've also never been introduced to some sort of ritual for healing, for soul healing. It's not part of our culture. We don't do that. I mean, the best we came up with is to go to some sort of specialist that now prescribes drugs. That's it. There's no, So I believe sometimes people just seek out other healers or teachers, because those teachers appear to be something external when it's really their inner voice that's finding a different way of speaking to them. That, to me, is the joy in this, really.
That's so
it's
true.
When you follow that, you just look for that person that's really just saying what your higher guidance is saying through them. So it's really going to come back to you. That's always, eventually, that's always the path. So we're having this conversation with ourselves through others so many times.
Because everyone
just because
is a mirror.
It's easier.
Yeah. Everyone's a mirror to us, aren't they? We're a mirror to everyone.
Well, I mean, I've yet to disprove it. You know, I sometimes feel like, oh, I'm observing this person. I really see no connection. You know, but there's always a connection. There's always something. It might not be what I can perceive in that moment, but there's always some value in that interaction, some value in that observation. But it is that, and most importantly, it's for people to trust what, you know, every teacher that's really good will say, when you go within, you'll get ideas, you'll get inspirations, you'll get hunches. And whether your life is going to be magical or not depends on whether you're going to follow those hunches or not, whether you're going to, you know, take that inspired action that you have just received. And that's the crux of it all. Today, I mean, people are forced, like you said, they are literally forced because the outer reality is playing out so forcefully, and it's saying, okay, you either do this and this and this and that, or we're going to take away everything that you believe is security, money, job, payment, housing, maybe for some people, you know, it's getting pretty rough in some ways. And what I want to encourage people to do is that, or to realize is, if you truly trust that inner knowing, if you know what in your heart, what is right and what isn't for you, and you trust that, things will work out for you. And you won't be able to plan ahead of time how they will work out for you, because your mind cannot think in this multidimensionality. It's limited. As long as it's disconnected, it's very limited. But if you can trust, there's a path that's going to appear for you, but you just have to walk it. And that's to me, that's literally the most important thing right now for people to walk that. And I've seen too many give in to the fear. And regretting it, it's sort of like, you know, when you're talking about, I call it medical rape, what is happening, or medical force right now.
Terrible.
But I see a very similar reaction that people have, just like when you know, when people try to commit suicide, and they always describe the same things when they survive. They describe the moment I did it, the moment I jumped, the moment I took the pill, whatever, I regretted it. Oh. That instant I regretted it. And that's the same thing people are describing now.
Yes.
They gave in, you know, they immediately regretted afterwards. That's because terrible. They went against their guidance.
Exactly.
They went against their guidance.
And you know, I believe when you're in that aligned state of being, you know, of following your intuition and being in that alignment, no negative energies can get into you or harm you or make you or coerce you or make you do anything against your will, because you are in your higher evolutionary sovereign self, and you cannot be touched when you're in that place. Because that them dark negative forces, they only prey on the ones who have weak minds, weak hearts. You know, they're not in their alignment, you know? So this is a time for us to own our sovereignty and to stand up and say, no, I do not consent. No, I do not comply. I will stand up for my children. That's what's happening in England right now in the schools, you know, and it's just so many. But you see, this is another level of awakening. For parents, ordinary people. No, I don't want that happening to my children. That's not going to, how can they do this? Without the parents' consent. Without the parents' consent. No way. And this is awakening so many parents. The head teachers are getting so many letters, you know, liability and all the lawyers and all the common law. It's a raising up. It's a grassroots raising up of non-consent and not allowing, taking our power back.
Oh, big time. And I don't want to sound like someone who's just, you know, a philosopher full of shit, just talking something. And I do walk my talk. I put this to the test many years ago. You know, I went through, as so many of us, many different layers of awakening, you know, awakening to the legal system, awakening when you realize who you are.
Yeah.
You go, no, you can't really tell me what to do. You know, you know, I'm a free being. I'm a sovereign being. I harm no other beings. I seek to give to the whole, not take. So when you realize that, you go, no, I don't really play along with all these rules and regulations, all this crap.
It's all fraud.
And so when that sovereignty awakening happened within me, you know, at first it was kind of the rebel inside of me and said, okay, you know, I'm going to drive around, no license plates, and just
not pay my bills, I'm not paying taxes.
And we really stepped outside of the system. But that initial rebel phase was very short. And then I moved into a clear knowing, okay, I know who I am. So I'm going to express myself in that way. And I had miraculous, I mean, we went and helped people and had experiences from, you know, with police, with courts, with everything. Thing you can possibly imagine, because of the work we used to do back in Europe and Austria, we were on many lists and observed by many different agencies and all that stuff. And when I encountered these people that would scare the shit out of you if you were in a fearful state, you know, these are intimidating people if you are in that fearful state. But when I encountered them from who I really am, there was love. I radiated love because I had nothing to lose. I had just to give, and I radiated love, and we radiated love, and these situations, threats, everything dissolved. Everything dissolved around us, and we didn't even have to take action to it. Just went away. It just dissolved because ultimately these forces understand when they encounter something that's way brighter, way more powerful. They have only two choices. They can either move away, or they can try to live up to that level. There's only those two things. And it's too much of a discrepancy, this fear system and this who you really are.
Yeah.
And that's why I can only encourage, I mean, we have three children and they're out of the school system now. They're done with school. Which we're happy now because, but we've gone through many different stages of that. And I can only encourage every parent, especially when you're a parent, think like just go for a moment, 10 years, 15 years into the future. Mm-hmm. When your child's, you know, an adult, and when they have a the ability to perceive the whole situation, how do you want them to view you when they look back?
Yes.
What do you think? What kind of choices will make them proud later on when they look at you as a parent and they go, thank you for doing this.
Yes.
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 Think about what that conversation is 10, 15 years into the future. And as a, just a mind exercise. And then when, because then you'll know what to do, move into your heart and realize you're a sovereign being.
Yes.
There's no one above you that has the right to diminish you to into a place where you need to submit to something you don't want to do. It's as simple as that. You are as sovereign as everyone else. The difference is when you realize it, you become empowered. When you don't realize it, you are small and you will give in to that pressure.
Yes.
But when you are empowered, you rise above it and you will not just see a favorable outcome for you. You'll be a leader for others that will follow that light and say, I'm going to do that too now. I see it now. I feel it now. This is it. This is it. It's not fight. It's not violence. It's not, you know, we're going to crush them.
Yeah, love overcomes everything. You know, when it's always in that passive place and coming from the heart, it's always going to be a win-win situation.
Yes. And that's how you need to go into this. And it's an inside job, like we've been saying.
It is. It's a learning.
In this conversation.
Yeah, I know. And it's a learning. And the more I'm learning about natural law, as a living woman of the earth and a living man of the earth, and we have, you know, God's law, divine law, natural, the law of the land. This is who we really are. And everything else has just been a construct, a man-made construct to keep us in this matrix. And when, and when you understand about your true freedom and your true sovereignty, it just suddenly all fits into place. And you're like, no. You know, and
exactly.
If you stay in that beautiful high vibe place and keep doing the things to keep you high vibe every day, because every day is a choice. You can wake up and you can choose to stay in your high vibe, wonderful place of love and be there, or you can go back into that ego place and stay in that victim place. Because it is, that's the victim place, isn't it? Where you allow others to control you, where you allow the world to control your life and your thoughts and your feelings. Or you can be the master and have mastery over your thoughts and feelings and then be a co-creator. And it's and you feel so brilliant once you do it, because you know that, and it's a feeling. And then you meet your tribe, you meet others who are there as well. And then you just vibe on that tribe with everyone else. And it's like, wow, this is what the new earth is. This is what the Great Awakening is. So, John, I want you to ask, you know, just describe a little bit, how do you see this new earth? What beautiful things are going to be in our new earth?
Okay, I'm going to bring back a memory of the future here. That is, you know, coming from a timeless space. I believe I know people say we're going into this new place, but I believe we're actually returning to a natural state.
Yeah.
That is what we really do. And for that, we need to understand that all the stories we've been told, the history we've been told, is inverted. And we have already experienced, you know, we already experienced this. We had this beautiful, beautiful culture, this beautiful, peaceful coexistence, thriving, and I see a future that is very much aligned with nature. I see a lot of people spending their days outside. I see people rediscovering the divinity in every little leaf, the divinity in every creation, in every piece of creation. And I see people just simply surrendering to that divinity. And that, to me, is going to unleash so much wisdom inside of them. So I see children of the future that are, you know, running the meadows in their bare feet, and that are learning underneath the blue sky that are discovering for themselves, that are reconnecting to the creator, that are teaching the adults, you know, yeah, that are showing them the path. And I also see a very minimal role of technology in that future.
Yes.
You know, there's this path that we see now that's pushed for hyper merger, artificial intelligence, transhumanism.
Yeah.
I see this path that we're going to have technology for certain things. It's going to be assisting us in some ways, but it's not going to play a major role in our lives.
Mm.
I see that. And I see people living in, you know, self-reliance.
Yes.
Being able, having all the abilities. Yes.
Yeah.
And being able to sustain themselves beautifully. Yeah.
Without.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. So, I truly, this is the vision. And I always, you know, at some point in every interview, I always encourage everyone, if you haven't yet, please read the Ringing Cedar books by Vladimir Megre, the Anastasia books. If you've never heard of them, if your listeners, viewers have never heard of them, my wife and I read them some 10, 12 years ago. It is the most beautiful vision, the most complete, non-dogmatic. It's open, it's free, it's just absolutely stunning. And I can't even describe it, but imagine reading a book that truly changes your life forever. Or 10 books, actually, that it changes your life in ways you couldn't even imagine. Awakens something very, very natural within you. And I align with the vision that is portrayed in the books, simply because it embodies everything I just said. It's pure freedom. It's self-reliance. It's living up to our true divine potential inside of us.
Mm.
And I can't bring myself to see another future. Even if I tried, I can't bring myself to see another future.
It's a knowing because we create it. We create hell here or we create heaven. And we've already been through the hell. So now it's time to create heaven here, isn't it?
Yes.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh. Wow. Honestly. John, thank you, thank you, thank you for your wonderful divine wisdom and knowledge. And really, thank you just for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my honor. And thank you for your beautiful light you're shining and that you're bringing out every day in every way. And just a joy. See, and then this is maybe in closing, this is a good example. What we have just done is, we just see how far we can expand within, 45, 50 minutes?
Yes.
How far can we expand our hearts and our minds, you know?
Yes.
And hey, we have added a little bit to the grand vision here today.
Yes.
And so can you. And every day, whoever you are that you're watching, so can you. That same spark is within you.
Exactly.